Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys, are you interested in playing a round of the game Rob Spiewak, gay or racist?
Oh my God.
Hello, this is Kim Kardashian, and I'd like to buy the most expensive home in Northern California. So please give me a call back. I assume you know the number. Bye now.
There are a lot of people that don't know about the Mike O'Mara Show. And
that's for sure, Toddy. And that's a great start.
Yeah, do you lead with insults with all your interviews?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't you play one more thing?
No.
Oh, all right. I got confused there. I'm sorry. You're listening to the Love's Theme as you look at the fabulous Pebble Beach Golf Course in scenic, beautiful Carmel, California. I don't think it's Carmel. Anyway, let me stop that. That was actually the hair on my knuckle brushing by my the iPad. Sorry about that.
The one that won't play when you actually hit it full on with your finger.
Never, but if I brush by it. Oh, see, I just tried. It didn't work. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Let's get right to the phones and go to Joe in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte is a wonderful, wonderful city. How are you, Joe?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh,
good morning.
Good morning.
You know, last week when you had Sarah Bolger on, I knew I recognized that name, and I couldn't think where from. But it's from a TV show that I've been wanting to recommend for a while.
Okay.
It's called Counterpart. It's currently on, I know, not your favorite, the Stars Network.
Ooh, I like Stars.
Ah.
Stars.
Stars.
Powers on Stars.
Stars. She is one fantastic actress on the Mayans MC. She does a great job. She's got a pretty good body of work. I think she was also, is it the Tudors?
Yeah, I think
she
you're
was
right.
on the Tudors where, you know, and they
helped
they
a lot of people with their math homework.
No, Rob, it was the Tudors like in medieval times.
Oh,
damn it.
Sorry, buddy.
That's what
I
it was,
they went around
pal.
Passing gas.
No, that's Tudors.
Yeah, she's I think she may be, you know, we may look back on that interview with her. You know, you never know with actresses. You never know where the career trajectory goes. But that's a pretty heavy role she's got on Mayans MC. She carries a lot of
lots
the scenes.
Lots of crying
there.
In Spanish.
Yeah. But what is the show again? What's it called, Joe?
So it's called Counterpart. It's on Stars. It was new last year. Started in January. They only did 10 episodes of it. It's an hour each, but it focuses on J.K. Simmons' character, who I'm amazed that he didn't show up for this role in any of the award shows yet. It's sort of a spy thriller taking place in Berlin, but there's this parallel universe element to it, but it's not sci-fi-ish like with a bunch of effects or anything like that.
Are you into it? You sound like you're into it.
Very
into
much it? So. He plays two characters with completely different personalities and sometimes interacting with himself in this, and all the characters essentially have mirrors in this other side, and they try to negotiate this connection in Berlin with infiltration from both sides, who's getting through.
Is it set in the present day, sir?
I believe it's, I mean, it's, you know, it's not referencing real events.
What's the DiCaprio movie? What's the, you know, remember where
Catch
everything
me
if
we
was
can.
No, stop it. Come on, right. Pay attention.
What's
Come
eating
on.
Gilbert Grape?
No, where the world turns upside down and stuff. You know what
Inception.
I mean?
Inception.
Inception.
Is it Inception-ish?
Well, I think in some ways it sort of has that feel, but this feels like it could be, I mean, it feels more real. There's not this surreal element to it other than the fact that people can go through this, you know, this portal, but it's not even like sci-fi-ish or
I love going through portals. Like I love it. What's the name of the show? I'll send it out again. What's the name of the show so if people can check it out?
It's Counterpart. It'll be back in January again. I know that you can access it through a popular e-commerce platform.
Oh,
all right. Okay, Joe.
Hilarious.
We'll pass that along. Thank you very much. Good first call. We appreciate that. Let's go to
Departed?
Ben in Reno, Nevada. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning. What the hell is going on back there, Ben? What's happening?
Well, unfortunately, I'm walking through the worst and most unhappy place on Earth, Disney World. I'm originally from Reno, but I'm in your neck of the woods.
Oh, okay.
You're in Orlando, part of Florida.
Yes. By the way, no one can really describe the heat of Florida until you've been in the heat of Florida.
Yeah, it's
He speaks the truth.
It's so pleasant down here. That's why I've been sick for 3 weeks.
Mike, I don't know if you remember this. Do you know that Robert's Make-A-Wish trip to Orlando was in August? Because that's when Star Wars Week was.
But I called you last week with a movie recommendation on Hereditary.
Yeah, okay, so Hereditary is...
Incest film.
No. It's the sequel to Taboo 3. Hey, did we mention it's Wide Open Wednesday? I haven't been a professional broadcaster. Excuse me. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we're on with Ben, who's... I can't do two recommendation calls in a row. Tell us where you're going. What rides are you going on today,
what
Ben?
What land are you in?
Well, Mike, we plan on getting very wet very fast on Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, yay!
But the real which, as Rob knows, as the most offensive Disney characters from Song of the South.
Yeah, that's the last vestige that where Disney still embraces the Song of the South characters is on Splash Mountain.
Actually, Rob, I found something. They had a museum over in another park that says Disney: A Walk Through History, and there are two images from Song of the South. And I stopped my wife and said, take a look at this. She goes, oh, look at this. It's from Zippity-Doo. I go, no, this is Song of the South. And I broke it down for her whole family, and they go, why do you know that?
Yeah.
And I said, because of a man named Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak told you all about it.
What have I always said, Mike? Those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Ben. Enjoy the park and have a fantastic time, and have steak on a steak or whatever they serve there.
Turkey legs. They have good turkey legs at Disney. Yeah.
Rob Spiewak, who has, over the years, we've traded in Toonology, and Rob Spiewak, who has sent me multiple tunes and was adjusting my Bluetooth in the automobile with the volume very, very loud.
This is going to be a good story. I know
extremely loud, and in a parking lot. I believe it was the public supermarket parking lot with multiple people walking around, and imagine my thrill when the Way Down in the Levee in South Alabama came on,
waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Yes, that was very, very
exciting. There's Daddy and Mammy. There's Ephraim and Sammy.
Thank you very much. Wide Open Wednesday. Joel, you're calling it. Joel, are you having a good time in Japan? Because you're calling us on another way. What time is it in Japan, Joel? And I hope you're having a good time over in the monsoons and all the other stuff. It doesn't look like the trip has been going all that well.
Well, with the international dateline, it's like 3 a.m. on Saturday, I think. I've lost all track of time, to be honest.
All right, how much did the weather affect your trip? Because I saw some of your posts about it.
Yeah, thanks to Typhoon Trammy, which is the oddest name I've ever heard for a named storm. We missed a day and a half, so we missed one amusement park entirely. I've only hit 16 out of the 17, so I can't.
Sounds
complain.
So tired.
But you can watch my favorite television show over there. Keith Morrison hosts it. It's called International Dateline.
And
it's about people in other countries that kill their husbands.
So was Joel going to go on the roller coaster? Was he? I don't know. We're not sure. Joel, besides.
I thought he was old enough on the email.
A lot of time on
besides
the road.
Besides the amusement parks, Joel, have you been enjoying the culture of Japan, a country I would actually like to visit someday?
Wouldn't we all?
The joke answer is I literally visited an owl cafe, a hedgehog
I heard you,
cafe,
pony.
And a cat
yes.
and a cat cafe.
Oh, nice cat cafe.
A maid cafe. I walked by a maid cafe, and if it wasn't for Pony, I would have had no idea that that was a thing.
Remember, they had that at the DC Comic-Con thing where all the waitresses dressed up as maids.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to get back to work? When are you going to come back to the United States?
I will hopefully be back this weekend, and then I go back to I have another week off, so I go back in the middle of August.
I feel like Joel took
October.
Like 6 months off at one point. Now you
it
got
seemed
more
like he's had
time.
An awfully
yeah,
a lot of time.
Does he still have a job?
Is there some? Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember when I sat in and Oscar was asking me what's the perk of my job? Why do I do what I do?
Yeah,
the schedule. It's really the schedule.
That sounds
that's
beautiful.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But I just you it's know you nice. Are an experienced seasoned pilot for Delta Airlines, and I do I do worry that there's some junior guy that's coming up from a prop plane that's flying one of the big jets now going, hello sir, Mr. Rogers is gonna get an extra week.
Yeah, it's Joel's man. Joel's doing another week in Tokyo, and meanwhile Tommy McFly is up on the flight deck.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I was that indispensable, but no.
It's all right. Well, all right, go get some sleep, Joel. Have a good time. Let's go to Wes in New Freedom, Pennsylvania. Wes, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a fabulous, wide-open Wednesday when we interact with our listening audience and take your phone calls. Go ahead, Wes.
Good morning, everybody. How are y'all down there?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning. I have two very quick questions. Whatever became of Maddie's Guilty Pleasures that was supposed to be coming out?
I'll tell you what happened. Maddie was hired as a part-timer here on the show officially, in official capacity, and she has put all her time into our IGTV presentation and our video presentation. Sometimes when you get
involved... What happened to our little video vignettes that were prolific for a while
them.
There?
She
well,
still
when's
them.
The last one? When's the last one she
made? She made one yesterday.
It was yesterday. How come I didn't say I'd looked at look for last night? What happened? Hey,
you were tagged in it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless you blocked your own show.
Oh yeah, maybe we pissed
no,
them off.
No, I didn't block the show.
We
I
have
wanted
a political
to see
post
it.
You didn't like.
No, I don't know what's going on with that. I wanted to see it. Did that satisfactorily answer your question, Wes, in New Freedom, Pennsylvania?
That was a 100% correct answer, and I have one more quick question.
Go ahead, Wes.
Will we ever be treated to another installment of Toddy's Hotties?
No, but it's amazing that you mentioned that
it
because I have it on good authority that Toddy has taken a new job at a publication where he is a writer and he will be interviewing the three of us today on the show. So stay tuned. It's going to be all Toddy all the time, sir.
Out Toddy standing. Thanks a lot.
Thank
guys.
You. Thank you very much. Let's
Toddy's
go
Toddy's.
To great
right. bit.
That's three phone calls, three nerds. Let's go to Ryan in Long Island. Hey, just telling it like it is.
Let's go four for four.
Ryan in Long Island. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Are you interested in playing a round of the game Rob Spiewak, gay or racist?
Oh, my God.
You know, it's been a long time since we've played it.
Oh my God, Rob!
Can you remind me of the rules? I forget.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the rules. Yeah. I would love to hear the rules.
I will give you an excerpt from a past show out of context and give you a chance to weigh in on whether Rob Spiewak is being gay or racist.
Is it an actual clip, or are you reading a transcription?
This is a transcription.
Okay, great.
Lay it on us. This is a pretty good call there, Ryan. Lay it
prepared.
On us. I'd like to hear it.
I take you back to episode 491, January 10th, 2012, at 34 minutes in, Rob says, and I quote, yeah, take a moment and sign that document and then admire his chocolatey brown skin. Again.
Boy, wow.
Take a
wow.
moment and sign that document and then admire his chocolatey brown skin.
I think you should go first.
Well, I know I'm breaking the rules because that obviously, from that particular quote, I would go with gay and racist at the same time. No, I'm going to go with gay because you're admiring. You're being admiring
yes.
the chocolatey brown skin. Oscar, would you like to weigh in on this one?
As the only minority here... I'm going to say racist.
All right. So
yes.
Oscar says
a lovable
racist. I say gay.
Am I allowed to play? Is it out of school for me to play as
no,
well?
No, you're not allowed to play. Rob.
Oh,
you can't
darn
play.
It.
Yes. It wouldn't be funny.
One
if
One gay,
played.
One racist.
What's the answer
is,
there, right?
Of course, gay.
Yay.
Now here is the question we were discussing while you took that meeting. Is he a Florida dandy? Because we only saw him briefly, and he looked like he might be a Florida dandy.
Ryan, You have a new feature. I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but you can call in every week with that. I love that. Thank you very much.
I'm tempted to revisit episode 493 because I'd love to know what we were talking about.
That's fascinating. A dandy. Yeah. A Florida dandy. Who knows? It could be anything. I don't remember yesterday. Let's go to... now, don't put down his name as Blind Preston.
Did you ask for that last week? Yes, I requested that.
It's okay. It's a predicate adjective, not a predicate nominative.
Preston is taking to calling us regular. By the way, it's Wide Open Wednesday, people. We are taking your phone calls. At least for one more week. At 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Preston, my friend, how are you in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just getting ready to go out on my mobility lesson, go and walk into the library and back, and I'm all ready for a job for tomorrow. Just got to get my suit ready. So,
what are you doing at the library today, Preston? Do you work at the library?
No, I work at my other library on Tuesdays every 2 weeks.
Okay, and how is the job going?
Going pretty smoothly.
He has the same work schedule as Joel Rogers, one day every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. he's not in Japan. He's in Pennsylvania. You know? And Preston, how are you enjoying your newfound fame on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Oh, I'm loving it. I just wanted to let you guys know that back in school, I was called the blind kid by some people, so I'm not offended when a Pony wrote that down.
Yeah, Pony's a monster.
I think Pony may have done that just to let us know. That you are visually challenged, Preston. But Preston, I've heard something about you. People have been communicating with me that apparently you spread the good word of the Mike O'Mara Show and you share that on other platforms. Is that true?
Yes, I do. I co-host a podcast called Radio Connection Live every Saturday from 8 to 10 Eastern on 96 The Mix. This Saturday, everybody should tune in because we have a special announcement regarding the future of the show and also something that we are looking at doing it the week after next. It's going to be another project.
Good. That's a value-added teaser.
Yeah. Preston, I love that. I love that you're spreading the word on the show, and I hope everything goes well with the job, and I like that you are excited about calling us every week, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, Preston.
Thank you very much, and I'll keep definitely doing what I'm doing, and I'll try and send you guys more drops, especially for the holidays when the next time comes around.
Love it.
Attaboy. Thank you, Preston. We appreciate that. I have so many questions for him offline.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. You go in the private studio for that. Let's go to Dwayne in...
How do you swim in the dark?
Dwayne in... Is it Escalon, it says on my screen here? Where's Escalon?
Escalon's just north of Modesto.
Mm. Oh, I can almost picture it.
Escalon. Well, that's Alex Papp country. Yeah, out it is. There. That's wonderful. What can we do for you, Dwayne?
I called to apologize to my daughter, Maya Zach, because she didn't fully appreciate my letter of a couple of weeks ago.
Can someone enlighten me? Because I don't remember the mailbag.
My gut and what I think he's putting down is that he wrote a letter in for a birthday or some sort of occasion.
Yes.
And he was trying to be witty, and his daughter did not appreciate the wittiness.
Okay. Right, how old is your daughter?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know right there. Rob beat me to the punch.
My daughter is 20 years old, and she's the one who works with cows at UC Davis.
I remember this letter now. Remember?
Does she do something with the cows? Does she inseminate the cows?
No. She's studying air quality. She's gathers... off-gassing data from the cows.
Remember, burps and farts from the cows.
Oh, the gas of the cows. And so she was pissed?
Yes. Annoyed.
She was annoyed.
She actually loves the show. She's called in herself before.
That's wonderful. I hope it didn't ruin her birthday that you made fun of her job, because really, hey, listen, I know this for a fact, Dwayne, when we're talking about methane production and we're talking about down here in Florida with the leavings of the cows, they're responsible for a lot of the pollution down here that might be responsible for the red tide, that might be responsible for the fact that I've had a frog in my throat for the last month, if it's not the,
hello, can we play a game?
I will tell you this, I'm truly... think that she's doing the Lord's work by measuring methane, because isn't that the number one pollutant in the world? Is cow flatulence?
I think it may be right behind cars, but it's right up there, and she's
becoming a wonderful young scientist and helping,
okay,
helping
all right. study that. You know what, Dwayne? I'm listening
Look
to
at
you,
this
Dad.
Guy.
You got to be a little more supportive. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It might be, you know, it's like, this is what parents do when it comes to their kids, right? It's like, yeah, I think the cars are more. If she was out there studying emissions from automobiles, it might be more fun. Money, yeah.
Yes, I would like to offer a bit of scientific theory. I don't know if it would work with cows, but if we were to prevent cows from drinking Budweiser, would that help? I'm using myself as patient zero here.
You know, I understand. I understand. All right. I can't stand the Bluetooth anymore. I'm sorry about that.
Phone is made of methane.
You know, I bet if the daughter called in with all her cow flatulence that she wouldn't call on Bluetooth.
Sound better, yeah.
Mike, but she's busy at the courthouse changing her name.
That was Bluetooth. That was Bluetooth and hands free.
And stupidity.
I have a quick question. I know we have some calls.
Yeah.
When it comes to people in their headsets or now their headphones,
yes,
and you hear the headphone microphone brushing up against their mm-hmm. t-shirt or dress shirt, who has the balls to stop them right away and say, hey, man, I definitely want to have this call, but you got to pick up the handset? Who does that in real life?
I don't do it. It's almost the equivalent, even though it's not even in the same ballpark, it's almost the equivalent of somebody's got like a little nasty in their nose or something. Mm-hmm. It's only a true ballsy person that'll pick it up. By the way, the man that turned into the Fox Morning News guru, Steve Doocy,
yes,
who got his start in Washington, D.C., probably before that worked somewhere, but he was the feature reporter on Channel 4. And Don and I used to do little stuff with him all the time because he was always doing fluff crap out there. And he was like a snarky kind of preppy, funny guy. And then he turned into this, this icon at Fox News. Yeah. He worked with Skew.
Yeah. And Bip.
The Squee. Squee.
Skew.
Squee. Skew. Skew. I called him Skew.
I'm sure there was a Skew there.
All I know is Doocy did it to me one time where I think we were doing some sort of, might have been a weather thing where we were doing green screen and mm-hmm. the camera's about to come on. And right before we're going to air live on Channel 4, he says, you got a little something right here. And
I'm like,
in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
That was his little thing.
Hey, but you know what would have been great is if it was a green screen piece. If you did have a booger in your nose, you'd have a little piece of map on your face because it would be.
That's disgusting. That made me throw up in
Mike,
my mouth.
Mike, you have the cojones. We're on a sales call and there's a DJ. If Man Cow's on a helicopter pad, you will say, your phone is not clear.
Yeah.
I know. We do for advertisers on the Mike O'Mara show, we do conference calls routinely where you will be on talking about the products that you're going to be endorsing. And there was one particular call where we're very, very good to our advertisers. We usually do conference calls with all three of us because we all get
private ones depending on who they are.
Yeah, true.
It depends. But many times it's multiples. It's been fun over the years because we have had Man Cow on one. We had Bubba the Love Sponge on another one, which
was
just like, hey, Mike, it's Bubba. You know, like I know the guy and I did. And then he invited me onto his show and I said, I'll commit suicide next week. I didn't want to do it this particular week. So a lot of fun stuff has come out of these conference calls, and we are doing one with some DJ. I know he was a sports guy because it was you heard that you'll get the things like doot. Okay, who do we have on the line right now? Hi, it's Mike, Rob, and Oscar. We're calling from the Mike O'Mara show. Oh, hi, guys. And it's like, all right, we're just going to wait a couple of minutes and see who joins the conference call. Dee-doot.
Yeah, this is Chad from 98, the baseball.
Dee-doot. And it's, okay, we're almost ready. We're just waiting for one more. And then you get a...
This is Tony from...
The breakfast club.
And then she starts doing the calls like, the Uni Pizza Oven's really funny in here. And I say, I get on the line. I'm like, is somebody having a heart attack on the other end here?
Or
are you in a vacuum? What is someone really, the breathing, because there's a little feature on the phone. It's called mute.
Yeah.
And if you are, if you've run to a phone booth or you've climbed 12 flights of stairs and you're getting on that call going, I just find that's the right thing to do.
I
Let's
like
take
that
one
you
more call.
Them out.
We have to do because we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't get our stock tip of the week.
Oh,
by the way,
Merle,
you're welcome to come down to Florida and talk to my guy. Well, I guess when the market goes up 192, he's like, oh, okay, that means you'll go down. Thanks. Anyway, Mo, what is your stock tip of the day, my friend?
Facebook, this is for Rob.
Facebook for
all
me.
Right, why don't we start again? Was that Facebook, this is for Rob, or is that the ticker sign?
Yeah, Facebook, ticker FB for my friend Rob.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Thank you. We appreciate that. That's Mo. Sounds a little sleepy today, maybe.
If you
want to
buy her low, he is correct.
Yeah, and somebody's tracking him. Somebody's out there tracking his, and I think he's outperforming the S&P, but don't hold me to that.
I would love to have Mo on a client onboarding call. I think
that's
he'd
very
be great.
Exciting. That's very, very exciting. And speaking of Mo from Woodbridge and his stock tip, we'll talk to Toddy when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, Uncle Peter and Aunt Pearl.
Pearl. You're looking well.
Thank you. Oh, Aunt Pearl. May I say, you're looking younger every day. Doesn't Aunt Pearl look wonderful, darling?
She looks great.
Arthur, I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting this young woman. Would you introduce us?
Oh, that's stupid of me. Princess Gloria, may I introduce my aunt and uncle, Peter and Pearl Barr?
How are you? Princess? Did you say Princess Arthur?
Yes, yes.
It comes from a small country.
Country in the West Indies. I mean, small.
It's very
I
small.
See. Thank you.
Yeah.
We get it, Arthur. You know it's small.
It's terribly small.
Yeah, I know.
Tiny little country. Yeah, Rhode Island small. Could beat the crap out of it in a while.
Okay.
That's right, how small, small it is.
It's small. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, it's very small.
Very little. It's 85 cents in a cab from one end of the country to the other. I'm talking small.
We understand it's small, Arthur.
That guy.
They recently had the whole country carpeted. This is not a big place.
We understand that it's small, Arthur, and we also understand that you are very drunk. So why don't we meet again when you're sober?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Grow up, Arthur. You'd make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob
Stewart. Still laughing at
that. Oscar Santana.
I still
and
laugh
now,
at that.
From his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital,
Pearl Jam for Aunt Pearl.
Yes, Aunt
Uncle Peter, Aunt Pearl.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or T-M-O-S-ness. To our friends is a worldwide radio show and a podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you. Just like you to do a better job of it on Wednesday, if you don't mind. Thank you. Maybe we could. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friend. We mentioned him in the opening because we got a call from Northern California. Yeah. Alex Papp is the man's name. Alex Papp is the man to call if you want real estate all in all. I just wrote that jingle. Northern California, are you renting? Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. Everybody's heard about the interest rates going up, and then coming up a little bit, and then going back over, and then coming up again.
Very unpredictable.
Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer. By the way, when you're writing an aggressive offer, this is the way you want to do it.
Like you mean it.
Yeah. Working through the home inspections, he does that too. He finds you a great lender. He can do that too. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, on Trulia, on Realtor.com.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, sir.
Papp.
Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. You don't have to sweat all over the closing papers. Like I've done with bad realtors before.
Horrible. They're soaking wet.
Ones that didn't care. Alex is ready to help you. Stop looking at homes online. Give him a call, will you please? Call him on his personal cell phone. 916-276-2129. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
You can also text him and say you heard him on TMOS.
Yeah. Just say hey.
All right. Pretty early out in California, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
6:36.
It's 6:36?
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a second. I take a long time to do this because I'm looking up and down.
That's fine. Are you transcribing something?
Yeah, just a second.
This is, reminds me of the Apollo landing.
A lot like that, yeah. Florida, we have a problem?
No.
That's not Apollo, is it?
No.
That was Apollo 13.
Yes.
That's what it was, yeah. An outgoing call. This truly is a wide open Wednesday.
Ooh. Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it when we call people.
Me too.
It's very early.
Early.
It is.
Are we calling Alex Papp?
Calling Alex Papp right now.
That's fantastic.
Alex can find your next home today. He's licensed in the entire state, but he focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento.
You reached the voicemail
and
for Alex
everywhere
Papp
in between.
Real estate. I am
so stop renting.
Call at the moment.
Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129.
And I will call you back.
BRE01986031. Prado Real Estate.
Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done.
Buy a home.
Or for delivery options,
get a fruitcake.
Press the pound sign.
Hello, this is Kim Kardashian, and I'd like to buy the most expensive home in Northern California. So please give me a call back. I assume you know the number. Bye now. Anyway, that's Alex, the NorCal realtor.
Nice out of him.
You know what he is, Mike? Realtor to the stars.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
He knows the number. You know,
of
he'll
course
call
he
later on today.
Digits.
Says, no, and Kim will tell him that's Mike. anyway, welcome back to the show. Whoa. It's a goofy Wednesday.
That's
hi, Toddy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing? It's so nice to have you in the studio.
Nice to
be
back again.
It's great to have you here. Now, we understand that you have moved on in your career, and you are working for some sort of publication. Is it an online publication,
yes,
Toddy?
Yes, it's called The Current Newspaper, and I'm a freelance reporter, and I'm doing a story about this show and how they engage people.
Oh, my goodness.
The Current.
I am ready. It's called The Current?
The Current Newspapers.
I remember there was a show called A Current Affair.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maury
Povich hosted that show for a long time.
Yeah, The Current Affair.
I'm so old.
Are you the Maury Povich of The Current Newspaper?
No, I'm a freelance reporter.
Okay, just ask.
You're a freelance reporter. Have you come in today prepared with some questions for the three of us?
Yes, sir.
Rob, can we have some interview music,
please?
Of course.
Because, you know, it always works if it's not just a sterile environment. Hold on, while we're waiting, would you mind, Toddy, before we get to the questions, if I took one more phone call?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let them just put it up on the screen. I saw it come through, and I just want to make sure. By the way, we're getting a call back. Put him up. Put him up, guys. I'm trying.
Put him up.
I'm trying. I can't get him.
They're screening.
I don't know what's going on.
They're screening.
Come on, guys. You're killing me here. It says it's Alexander Papp.
Oh, he's calling us back.
Put
not
him on
ready
hold,
yet.
Put him on hold.
Hey, get on the talk. Get on the.
He needs a minute.
Yeah.
Why does he need a minute?
What did he call for?
I don't know. But he wants to talk to you. It's Alex. He just needs a minute.
A minute? You know
what?
He's probably preparing an aggressive offer.
Very good. Rob Spiewak with a save. That's like a shortstop going deep to the hole. Boom. Yeah. Hey, they could have scored a run on that, but Rob knocked it down. Knocked it down before it got into left center field. I'm all baseballed out today. Toddy, I really want to devote my full attention to you, but I'm easily distracted, and I see up on my screen that we have Alexander Papp, who is waiting on hold, but he's not ready yet. So while we're waiting for Alexander, if you don't mind, I'd take all calls from Alaska. So I'm going to take this call right now, okay? Hello, Alaska, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. I'll move faster than they are in the back.
Mike,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hi, Ben.
Hey, so I wanted to call in and thank you guys for introducing us to the cherry liqueur Luxardo.
Oh, yes, Luxardo, the nectar of the gods, an Italian liqueur that is très bien.
I don't know why
I use French. What, Rob? What is it? What?
Does the ex-owner of the Washington Redskins like that liqueur?
Luxardo. By God, Luxardo. We will win the Super Bowl.
Have you noticed how excited the team is getting now and the Post is getting?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. WJFK, our former home, has now turned over their entire radio station to the Washington Redskins. Pray for victory for those guys.
You Stanley know, Cup was there yesterday. Shockingly.
Yeah, isn't it nice to celebrate the Stanley Cup?
Took a moment.
Isn't it great to celebrate the Stanley Cup in the NHL by turning all of your programming over to football? Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Unbelievable.
That's their most recent brilliant decision.
Ben, we're very, very busy. What can we do for you, my friend?
I just wanted to thank you for introducing us to that wonderful liqueur and the real maraschino cherries.
We called it the Mike O'Mara. I stole it from a restaurant called Ironbound up in Hancock, Maine, where they called it the Raging Lobster. And it's Luxardo, it's Jameson's Irish whiskey, and I think ginger beer.
Muddled
mint and cherries and just whatever sundry opiates you can put in there. That's what it is.
I'm going to have to try that. I couldn't remember the recipe, so I did a search, and I found a Kentucky Summer instead.
Okay, is that putting bourbon whiskey in instead of the Irish?
Yeah, it's bourbon and
I get it.
Basil and lemon.
Ooh. All right. Well, go. I'd say drink one right now. Thank you very much. Let's go to Alexander Papp, who I have never had the pleasure of speaking with, but he is a supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'm ready to pull the trigger. Alex, I'm ready to get the vacation home in Northern California.
Good morning, Mike. I'd be more than happy to help you out, but I'm actually returning a call for Kim. I would like to speak with her. I heard she'd like to buy a very expensive home. That'd be great.
All right, now listen to me. All right, I want to tell you about advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
of course.
It is the middle of the night, practically, in Northern California. I called Alexander Papp, and within seconds, he called back. Okay, that is the same kind of service you can get from Mr. Alexander Papp. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do they teach you that here? He is the NorCal realtor, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that goes. Alex, how are you doing out in Northern California? Hope you're doing well.
You know, I'm doing fantastic. The weather's getting a bit better here in the Sacramento area. I love it. It's really, really good. Actually, Mike, if I could do you guys a quick favor, actually. You're always helping me out. I would love to give a quick plug to you guys. So,
I'm ready. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, anybody out there who owns a small business, thinking kind of, should I go to 2 months? Should I advertise with them? What should I do? Working with you guys this past couple months has just been incredible. You know, when I first started talking with Oscar, talking about, if I should do it, pull the trigger or not, then moving forward and talking with Rob about crafting the ad, I mean, everything has just been so easy, amazing, and just very, very, I couldn't have
thought there would
be a better scenario. So
I did not expect this. That is so sweet of you to say that. That is wonderful.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bill us for this.
Yeah. By the way, that statement he just made is BRE01986031 Prato Real Estate. Buy a home and get a Rob Spiewak bouquet. Alex, that is
very sweet.
I did not solicit that. That is so kind of you to say.
I just woke up here. I just woke up and I saw the phone call and I just wanted to call and give you guys a plug.
That's wonderful. Yay, Alex Papp. That is awesome. I hope you sell 15 houses today, Alex, and you're a good man. And really, I mean it when I say this, that local advertising, we get advertising from everywhere, but it's very, very cool when we get somebody who's actually a fan of the show and comes to us that way. And we really wish you continued success out there. And I'm thrilled with that endorsement for that. And for anybody out there, all you other slackers,
come on.
Advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the long and short of it. Sell 10 houses today, Alex, and Kim Kardashian will be calling later on.
Thank you very much, sir.
He goes.
Bye,
back
Alex.
To bed. All right, very good. That's very cool.
Like
see,
that.
Toddy?
Yes.
That's the power of the show, isn't it? Now, I know you've got a lot of questions for us, but we're going to go to Steve in Minneapolis. Steve from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Just wanted to let you know that I have a gripe with you guys.
No. Yeah.
I love gripes. Lay it on us.
You have nicknames for all the male interns, but I've only heard one nickname for female interns, and that's girl. Are there going to be any other nicknames for female interns?
Okay. Maddie, I'll do it right now on the fly. If you guys can throw me the names of our female interns, and I will give impromptu all the names, okay? Right. We'll start with Maddie. Maddie's nickname will be Sea Spray.
That's nice.
Jessica is still interning with us.
Jessica will be the strong orchid.
And the final female intern, she's back in school, but she'll be joining us again, is Grace the intern.
Grace the intern will be, let me think, Grace. I'm just trying to do my memory banks. I haven't seen Grace a lot.
She's going back to school, so she's on hiatus.
Okay. Grace will be Thorette.
Beautiful. And there you have it, sir. Three magnificent nicknames.
There you are. All right, write them down. Make sure I don't forget them. Thank you very much. All right, Toddy, we are set. You have been patiently waiting as we make our way in here. And
Mike, we should
unfortunately
break.
It's time for a break. I understand. Yes, I was way ahead of you, Rob. I was doing that. That was going to be, that's the second joke you've stolen from me today. But anyway, that's okay. You know, read ahead. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll get interviewed by Toddy, maybe.
Oh, it's Paulie. And I still find it hard to believe that some of you P1s out there still don't get the bonus show. What's going on? You go and invest $5 in a friggin' Starbucks coffee, but you can't invest in quality entertainment? Now listen to me. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show website or the TMOS app. Click on there and get the bonus show. And the past bonus shows, let me tell you something. You're going to need to wear the pens because you're going to pee your friggin' pants. You understand? Now let's go back to the funniest guy I know, Mike O'Mara.
Your pants.
Yeah.
I like that endorsement. Getting a lot of those today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. If you don't get a good night's sleep, your tomorrow will suffer. It sounds poetic, doesn't
Thank
it?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll suffer. Tomorrow, get a good night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed tonight. To be your best, you need your best night's sleep. You need a Sleep Number bed. I love mine. It's one of the greatest products I've ever invested in. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone from parents to pro athletes improve their daily performance through proven quality sleep. I mean this, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that my back issues... When I got myself a Sleep Number bed, there were many mornings prior to that on other sleep systems where I would wake up in the morning and I'd have a crick in my back or it would be horrible. And now I don't have that problem with Sleep Number. Couples disagree on mattress firmness. That's a fact, Jack. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart. They sense your every move and automatically adjust so you keep sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Does your bed do that? I think not. My Sleep Number setting is right now it's an 85, Rob. I backed it down to an 85. Carla's is still a 65, but I haven't looked at it recently.
All right.
Because I don't care.
But she's sleeping great.
Yeah, she's sleeping great. We love it. Come in during the fall sale and save $100 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed. Now only $8.99. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them that I sent you. Please.
Do that.
Please, please, please. All right, we've been kidding with you, Toddy. We do have some time to talk to you. We are ready to believe you, and I am ready to be interviewed. Although I'm a little goofy today because I stayed up and watched the Cubs Rockies last night.
So
Toddy, that's your cue. That's okay. That would be your right. cue to go. Let me just say, well, you missed that opportunity, Toddy. That the I think his name is Matt Vergasian. He's the play-by-play guy for ESPN. Okay. And he is a talker.
Vespasian.
Vespasian or some Vesteference. Something.
Yeah, we'll get right now. We'll get right now.
This guy. I didn't have a dog in the game. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't care. Rockies, Cubs, just trying to watch some good baseball.
Very dramatic.
And let me tell you, Matt, what you do. You got the lady that's there, and she's really good. And then you've got A-Rod, who is just like watching paint dry in a broadcast. And then you get this guy that's like, blah, 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 the whole time. It was horrible.
His name appears to be Matt Vasgerian.
Vasgerian?
No, that's not how you pronounce it.
I guess
it's
spelled
V-A-S-G-R. I think it's Vasgersian.
Oh, Vasgersian could be.
Vasgersian.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he just went, you've got a one game wild card to move on to the playoffs. This is all you need. You don't need your statistics, you incredible hum. And you don't need to say that they're going to have a chance to walk off with the wind every single time. I was going nuts, and I didn't even have a team that I cared about. So that's it. Toddy, I'm ready to answer your question.
Yes, okie dokie.
Sorry, I interrupted so many times.
Okay, so there are a lot of people that don't know about the Michael Mara show. And
that's for sure, Toddy, and that's a great start.
Yeah, do you lead with insults with all your interviews?
Not every.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw his original list of questions started out with, your mama's so fat.
Yes. Yeah. That's the greatest challenge. We'd always like more. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So explain to your to the people who don't know, what is the Michael Mara show about?
I describe the Mike O'Mara show, and this is the truth, this is the right answer, this is the real answer here, as three guys busting each other's balls. Yeah. That's how I describe our show, because that's what it is. It's three totally different human beings. Three people from different backgrounds, three people with different ways of the world, three people that could not be more different, but the common thread is that A, we respect each other, and B, we love to pick on each other. Hmm. And we have a lot of fun doing it. And that's this show took off when it whittled down to the three of us. And we can say practically anything to one another. And we move on. And it's great. And it's a lot of fun. And it is extremely funny. And you never know really what's going to happen.
So how did the show first started?
Hmm. How did the show first started, Rob? Hmm.
Oscar, you help him write that question?
Yes, I did.
The show first started, do you want to go back to terrestrial or the podcast itself?
Give him a thumbnail.
Both.
Okay, well, the show began as a terrestrial radio show in 2008 on WJFK, and it was a sort of an offspring or a spinoff, you can say, of the old Don and Mike show, which had been on for many years. Then when CBS decided to switch to sports on WJFK, the show left the air, took a few month hiatus. I know.
That was the audience.
I know.
That was our audience at the time reacting to that. All Redskins all the time. There you go.
And after a several-month hiatus, based on an idea of Oscar Santana, Oscar became a part of the show. And on December 7th, 2009, the Mike O'Mara podcast began in earnest in Mike O'Mara's living room.
Okay, that's nice.
Thank you.
Okay, no, there's also...
That is nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. Yes.
Very nice.
Next question.
Okay,
next
question.
All righty. Yes.
Let's go to Toddy. That's right, yeah. All right. Go ahead, Toddy. I will not know. I want to talk about trade.
Okay.
I don't want to take any other questions. I want to talk about trade. No, go ahead.
Okay. So what do you like about this show? What's the best thing about this show?
Oh.
The end of it when I get to go play golf.
I thought you meant the actual end of the whole show, like when it's done, like when we all quit.
The best part of this show, the best part for me personally, and this is the serious answer, the best part of this show for me, the day where I love life, is when I come to this show and something happens that I didn't plan on, that isn't on any of my material. I'm surrounded by paper with everything going on here, and something happens that goes in a totally different direction than what I expected. And it can happen at the beginning, the middle, the end of the show, you never know. And sometimes it can be spectacular. And that's when I think, so the short answer to that would be, what I like best about the show is when the show surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I love it. That can be as much as an entire show where we're talking about something, or it can be a throwaway line from either the guys or anybody else that comes on the show. When I get surprised, that's when the show, for me, is the most exciting.
Okay.
That's the truth.
All right. So how do you engage the audience? How do you bring people to listen to your show? What methods do you use?
That's the big challenge, and I think that question would probably be best served up to Mr. Oscar Santana, because I ask him that every single freaking day. Go ahead. Oscar, do you have an answer?
We take a shotgun effect to engaging with our audience. We make sure that we're available on all platforms. We give the listener that is listening live to the
Turn
program.
That music. That music's now become very overbearing. John Williams is just going crazy with that.
Like, we give
God.
Them an opportunity to listen to the show live. We give them an opportunity to watch the show live on YouTube. We are on all major platforms, from Stitcher to Spotify to any app that has a podcast. I'll tell you this. The easiest way to engage with listeners is by putting content out all the time. We don't take days off. And when we do, we have fresh new best ofs. We of all the podcasts that I listen to, I believe we only take a few days off a year as far as content is concerned.
And yeah, that's changing that next year, though.
It's usually during
I haven't even let you know that.
It's usually
I'm
during the high
that.
Holidays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I just be ready for February. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just, yeah, it's, hey, it's my 60th birthday year, and it's my 10th year wedding anniversary year. So, special year. Go ahead. Next question.
Okay. May I add one thing
we'll
to Oscar's answer?
We'll still do shows while he's gone.
Yeah, they're still going to do shows
yes,
when I'm gone.
Yes, yes. He's just making it about himself.
I would say that.
That's what I always do.
Whether it be by coincidence or happy happenstance, the show came to be at the same time that social media really became a thing. And I think that without Facebook and other social media platforms, we would not be as engaged with our audience, because they are able to reach out to us and we can reach out to them. And we launched the show really based on a Facebook campaign.
A collective following.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that without social media, we would be as engaged. I think it's one of our most valuable tools.
And can I add one more thing to that? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. And I think the listeners should hear me say this, because I don't say it enough. I don't come to this show ever and leave this show saying, man, that was boring. I never do. I never, ever do. There is always something, even when something goes horribly wrong, it's still stimulus. It's still something where I get kind of jacked up. And then most days, it's just by degree how much fun I have. And I'm looking at the big 6-0 and that I still can come into work and be engaged like that. This part. And both the guys will tell you that. This part right now when the microphones are open, as it has been throughout my entire career, when the mics are on, that part is just, it's what I love. I love doing that. All the other garbage around it, you can have it. If somebody could do all of it, and that doesn't always happen, but I love this process. I love doing this format, working collaboratively with other people and coming in and being able to talk about the world and what happened, especially if something happens horribly to any of us.
Yes.
It's just the best. Mm. And I hope that's why people engage with it. I really do.
Mike, can we take a break here lest we get very, very far behind and finish up with
Toddy?
Oh,
my God.
I
got one more break. Hey, Toddy, do you have more questions?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, that's delightful. We'll take a break. This is actually great. This is almost therapeutic for me. It's putting me in a wonderful mood.
Hey,
and I normally don't react to people that are doing any kind of journalism about the show. All right, you got that, Mark Fisher. We'll take a break, and we will. It's a long time ago.
Mike,
I'm sorry,
journalism is an awfully broad term.
Yeah,
Paul Fart. You got that right.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Meara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live, always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a new little acronym I want to share with you, PFA. They're personal friend advertisers. We've had two of them on the show today. Mm-hmm. We had Alexander Papp, and I want to tell you about our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Personal friend advertiser. This is a great operation that we have been associated with since we moved into the building where they were our landlords. Yeah. And then they decided that they would advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. And they're what we call a mom and pop. They are a personal business that came to the show. They achieved success by advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show, and they did so for two reasons. It's a great fit, and they are a phenomenal company. The Fed just raised their rates, and there are already rumors that another rate hike is coming. It's still a perfect time for you to refinance. Let me tell you why. With consumer credit also at an all-time high, you can use the equity you have in your home to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit since the tax implications have changed. When it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense with your specific situation and options. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and right now they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They are the best at Cornerstone First. You'll love them, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Yes, of course. Woo!
Click the banner on our website or visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 202-625-1221 and tell them Mark Livingstone. Don't tell them that Mark Livingstone sent you, because I'm sending you to Mark Livingstone.
Exactly.
Well, Mike O'Mara sent you to Mark Livingstone.
Or Toddy. Right?
Yeah, tell him Toddy said it's a good idea.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We've really been flapping our gums a lot here, Toddy, so we have a few more minutes left to button up this what is really... I mean, Barbara Walters got nothing on you, pal.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it, Mike.
You're more than welcome. Lay it on. Yes.
All righty. On your call.
Hold on. Before you, I'm sorry. Mike, if you don't mind fixing your backdrop just a little bit, I don't know what happened.
I did before
the
show. What happened?
There's another crack on both sides.
And you know what? I don't know what's going on with this camera that I look in every day.
How
but
dare they?
All I know, I don't want to get the tight shot that, here it is. It's over here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's over there. There you go.
And then it's over here.
Now it's over there.
And then it's over here.
Now it's over there.
Hey!
And it's over here.
Mike, here's a radio throwback for you.
I'm not zooming in anymore. You're going to see my hairs in my nose.
Here's a radio throwback. It's over here now.
I think I got it.
You got it.
Yeah,
you
it's
got
good.
Got
I like
it.
It. Right, I think good. I got it. I hate doing that. It's so lightweight.
Now, Toddy.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, we got time.
All right, so on your call-in Wednesdays.
Wide open Wednesdays.
Wide open Wednesdays, excuse
yes.
me.
Yes.
First off, when did you start doing the wide open Wednesdays? And
1962.
And then that's my first part of the question. Second part is...
Asked and answered.
Who is the best person you had and the worst person you had on the wide open Wednesdays?
Callers.
Hard to do. All right. The worst, and I can only answer it this way. I can't give you a specific person. I can tell you my pet peeve on Wide Open Wednesday, and I've mentioned it, I think, on this show today, is the Bluetooth hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good technology. I can't hear my wife when she does it. She calls from the car because she's running the Bluetooth through the car, and it's like, my wife, Michael said that his teacher's got it, and he cried. I'm like, what? Are you going to finish? Listen, I wanted to let you know, we got a call from that said we owe some money. And I'm like, what?
Is she running, running that app that the Bluetooth doesn't carry any pertinent information? Just filler, right?
Yeah, it's just a filler. So he said, and he seemed angry because he wanted, that's good that we owe, he's not the police. Because skin attack, IRS. So it's very frustrating when somebody has the Bluetooth and they do it that way.
What about the best, Mike?
The best caller, once again, the best caller is the new caller with a surprise where you get just a quirky personality. And we get fun people that are just call from all over the country. That guy today, we had a great example of it today. It was a wonderful, wonderful call that we got. And the guy had a shtick ready to go. And I think, was it Ryan that called and had that? Was it Ryan that
sounds
called?
Sounds
right. At the beginning of the show, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
During Wide Open Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And he had the little shtick that was all ready to go about Rob, racist.
Mm-hmm.
or Rob Gay. That was hysterically funny. It was well thought out, and I love it. That's when somebody's creative like that, not that I want shtick from everybody. I like to say hello as well, but meeting new people. And the second best thing would be getting calls from all over the world, getting calls from Botswana, from Japan, from Thailand, from the Caribbean.
Herndon.
I love that. Herndon. Only.
Have you ever had any prank calls during the Wide Open Wednesdays?
Oh, I've had prank calls throughout my my career. And the interesting thing about this, I don't know how familiar you are with the D.C. area, but all of the prank calls, every one I have ever gotten, they all originate in Deal, Maryland. You have time for one more question. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Deal. Remember back in the day, yes. Rob, with that? Right. We would do a lot of shtick on the old Don and Mike show where we'd say, hey, have you got a story about your wife who was with somebody that you'd like to get, clean yourself? The word, we would just go to the really horrible angels for people to tell us horrible stories about family members. And everybody from Deal thought that they could game us to get the $250 or whatever we were giving away.
So typical call from Deal would go like this. I fell asleep on my front porch, and when I woke up, my neighbor was boning my wife.
And I walk right in there, and then you'd hear, whoa, she just walked in right now. You want to talk to her?
She's right here.
And you hear, I know you dang the neighbor. And then you hear the wife go, what? What, honey? Like this horrible redneck trailer park playlet that they think they're going to pull out, you know. And I had a nickname on the old Don and Mike show, and Rob remembers this. I was known as the crap detector.
Yeah.
Where I instantaneously would know that they were lying. And then the fun part would not be the bit anymore. It would be basically getting their friends to rat them out and all that.
Diffusing it and letting it crumble.
One more question, Toddy.
One more question.
Yes. Hold on. I like the delay. I like the delay because it gets me excited. And
there's dramas.
Oh, I love it.
All right, Toddy, you have one more question.
Oh.
All right.
Toddy, let's start it again.
Okay.
Toddy.
Yes.
You have one more question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Toddy. You gotta wait till it cracks.
He doesn't have to wait till the end of the temp. He can ask it during the temp.
Mike, let me give him a little direction, please.
All right.
This is the last question, after all. This is the one people are going to remember.
Not sure he's the right one to be giving the direction.
Oh, I think there couldn't be anyone better at this point.
All right, go ahead, Oscar.
You gotta speak up as it's getting louder. People can't hear you.
Okay.
Toddy, you have one more question.
Why should anybody listen to the Mike O'Mara show that has never listened to the show before?
Don't care. All right, here we go. Thank you very much. Mike! All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. That's all
He's
I got.
Publish okay. that.
No, don't publish that. No. The serious answer to that, why should anybody? Because as so many listeners, our number one compliment that we get on this show is that if you listen to this show, it takes you away from your day-to-day hassles of life. And we are a wonderful diversion that you can take with you.
Escape.
That you can listen to at any time. It's a delightful, beautiful escape. Toddy, thank you so much for that wonderful interview.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Good luck at the Bugle. What is
current.
It?
Current.
The current newspaper.
Yes.
The current. Hartford Current?
No. Mm-hmm. It is the Washington, D.C. World Guardian.
The World Guardian. All right. Thank you for joining us from the Daily Beast.
Yes.
We appreciate that. And that's Toddy from, and remember, you're the journalist now.
Yes.
Toddy's. We will take a break and come back with the music that may not be need. Right here.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks. He moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a chill in the air.
Yes.
And that can only mean one thing. Autumn, bitches.
Yes.
Time to go out to an abandoned cornfield and battle a haunted scarecrow.
It's fun, right?
To the death. hurl a flaming pumpkin at an aging superstitious bachelor named Ichabod.
I've seen it happen.
Or grab a hockey mask and a chainsaw and playfully chase the kids around your neighborhood. No, don't do that. That would be stupid or so. Just like the stupid people who don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. So better yourself. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
Yeah. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. And it still has that yummy flavor that screams, brown mustard! Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please lick it. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Brown mustard.
Brown mustard. Yeah. Johnny Depp likes to smoke hand-rolled cigarettes.
Of course he does.
What he doesn't like to do is be reminded of the health implications, so he's got a guy who takes care of that for him. This is a weird story.
Huh?
In a new profile in the British edition of GQ, the author says, quote, "The only visible vice is the rolling tobacco that he smokes in licorice papers. He'll roll one every 20 minutes or so and often not light it immediately. He lets it hang from his mouth." The paper. Johnny Depp's funny. Johnny Depp's getting to be like a top of my hip parade.
That is like
you
know what?
Depp
that's one. Like a Keith Richards move. When Keith lets a cigarette just hang on his lip, I don't know how he gets it to stay there.
Hangs from his mouth, the paper sticking to his lower lip, and he talks and answers questions. He has all the tobacco warnings, all the images of blackened lungs scribbled out by an assistant. That's funny. Johnny also talks extensively about his financial issues, his breakup with Amber Heard, and the hit his reputation took because of both. He says, quote, "The last 3 or 4 years has felt like a perverse situation that was inflicted on me. It hurts. I know the truth. And if I had to walk away from all of it today, the job, the career, all of it, and go toodaloo, then fine."
It
sounds like he's in a little bit of a dark place, Johnny.
My takeaway from that is licorice papers sound delicious.
Yum, yum. Well, here's my number guy on my hit parade. There's been a lot of speculation in the media about how everyone seems to agree whether they're married or not. And now everyone does seem to agree. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are indeed married, and they don't have a prenup. Seems to be a fact now.
Oh,
TMZ.
No.
There's a factual sort. They say that on the day they got hitched at the courthouse in New York last month, they reached out to their lawyers about getting a prenup drafted, but it just couldn't be done that quickly, and they didn't want to wait. Good for her. There's no word on a possible post-nuptial agreement, but supposedly Justin is so in love, he doesn't see the need, and he's the one who's got the most to lose. Justin's net worth has been reported to be as high as $265 million, although Forbes has him at a mere $83.5 million. Doesn't matter, they're both amazing amounts of money. Haley, on the other hand, is worth about $3 million, so she's got some moolah as well. On a related note, Haley's uncle, the vastly talented Billy Baldwin.
Oh, he's my favorite Baldwin.
Says that if they have a big shindig to celebrate their marriage, he wants to raffle off his plus one. He figures he could make big money. Isn't he married to like China Phillips? Isn't he married? I think he's married.
They were married.
One well, of he says he wants to married. Raffle off a if they have the big wedding.
Is he already spent all that Biodome money?
I way to go with the memory on
this Pauly Shore movie.
Michael Jackson. I love
dead.
This story.
He's
I love
dead.
News you may not need this week. I really do. Michael Jackson was hoping to do
what?
More acting back in the 80s.
Sure.
And there was one role that he really, really wanted. And no, it wasn't on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Stop it. That's not funny.
It wasn't on Reading Rainbow, Oscar. He wanted to play James Bond.
Oh, no.
A celebrity agent named Michael Ovitz told Britain's Mirror. Britain's got all the stories today. Told the tabloid that Michael said it was his dream to play Bond. But Ovitz told him, quote, "You're thinly built, you're too sensitive, and you won't be credible as a brutal block of stone." What would make Ovitz think Michael was too sensitive for the part? Well, right before the Bond thing came up, Michael's hat fell in some guacamole.
What?
Ovitz and his business partner started laughing, and Michael stormed out of the room. I don't even care if it's true or not. Ovitz had to chase Michael down and explain to him for 15 minutes that they weren't laughing at him. Maybe not the best James Bond, right?
Do you expect me to put that hat on? No, Mr. Munch, Michael Jackson. I expect you to eat it.
Hello, money. Many penny. Miss Money Penny. Pussy galore. Shame on.
Yes, I would really love the sound he would make when the laser would go up to his crotch and Goldfinger.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, I expect you to die. Remember when we were young innocent kids and a Halloween ice cream flavor meant vanilla ice cream with like four different kinds of candy?
Yeah.
Remember? Times have changed. There is a fancy ice cream chain on the West Coast. It's called Salt and Straw. And they just created two new ice cream flavors for Halloween. Here it comes. Get ready for these stories.
Mm-hmm.
One is made with blood and one is made with insects. The blood flavor uses actual pig's blood mixed in with a spiced ice cream. The insect flavor uses chocolate-covered crickets and mealworms mixed into a green tea ice cream.
Oh, protein.
I'd eat that. If you want them, you can actually order pints from Salt and Straw's website starting on Friday. I wouldn't eat the pig's blood, but I might try the chocolate-covered insects because you wouldn't taste them.
The blood, Mike, nicked kosher. You can't have that during a high holiday.
It's nicked kosher. Oh, Pony's excited. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Hey! Oh, yes.
Woo! Pony, you probably didn't know that, but now you do. You know, it's wonderful, isn't it? According to a new survey, when one out of six women in relationships found out about National Boyfriend Day, they were like, yeah, no, I'm not doing anything. Out of the women who are going to celebrate, 24%, how do they get this statistic, plan to cook a nice dinner, 23% planning a date, 10% will buy a present, and just over 1% will buy their boyfriend flowers.
Oh, that's nice. I told Carrie it was National Boyfriend Day, and she said she was going to redouble her efforts, whatever that means.
The survey also found that 9% of single women say they'd rather have pets and food than a boyfriend, and of course, Carla will send a nice text to Dirk Vastrick, which is always nice. Boyfriend Day. That's nice. Always special. That's 3 for 3 for stealing my jokes today. But anyway, there is a 34-year-old guy. He's 3 for 3. He's having one of those days. He's great at it. Anyway, there's a 34-year-old
guy. There was a guest in studio. He I was understand. Excited for time.
I understand.
All right, Mike, I'm sorry, Oscar. I hope you get hit by a bus.
There's a 34-year-old guy named Kale Jim. The Jim is spelled J-Y-M-M. In Council Bluffs, Iowa?
Yeah,
is that a real
a city, yeah.
Is that a real place out there, Council Bluffs, Iowa? And let's see here. He lives with his 35-year-old brother, Daniel. They got into a fight over the weekend when Kale went to eat some leftover ribs, and they were gone. So they started arguing about who ate the last of their leftover ribs, and Kale wound up stabbing Daniel in his stomach. The cops came. Kale was arrested for assault. He could get up to 12 years in prison. When he was asked about this, it's interesting because, you know, you got to figure out what Kale would do with this situation. And I will tell you that I didn't know that there. I'm subscribing to the YouTube Red or whatever I'm supposed to do that. That would have been a really funny moment if I could have done this, ladies and gentlemen. Kale said that his brother Daniel...
A little loud here.
Yeah, I'm done. F. News you may not need. It was really, really good in concept. You know, I had all the lyrics to Daniel, and then YouTube. Off YouTube. Anyway, that's great. I was going to sing the lyrics to Daniel, my brother, and it didn't work out at all. So now we can go. Thank you very much. It's time for a commercial break. Jesus Christ, got people stealing my jokes. I got people. God almighty, that sucked ass. Hi, everybody. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. I'm going to completely trash Rob's audio ball today, just as payback. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Roll it. Do it. Oh, please.
5,000 subscribers. subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong, and it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we have added a special extra treat to make the weekend more special. Back to the 80s, a hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. It's a great show. Get your tickets this weekend. Get your tickets this week. Get your tickets and bring a friend. If you're going to be out there in Las Vegas, you know somebody didn't get into our live show because it's sold out, let them know that we're going to be there on the night after at the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos corporate headquarters. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. And now, without further ado, let's get Milton Berle on with the Audio Vault, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
All right, Mike, you talked about how you were up late because you were watching the Rockies-Cubs game. And
yes.
It was a very important game because whoever won the game would advance to the playoffs. They had
it's the wild
season.
Card. It's
right.
It's called the wild card, and whoever does that goes to the on to the playoffs. It's a one game off thing. It's fantastic. I love the format.
And the Rockies won.
Now it's time. The Colorado Rockies have gone on the road and defeated
Matt, to move on
to the division series.
Okay.
And at 13 innings, it was the longest Cubs playoff game ever in the history of the club. But the weird thing in the play that a lot of people were talking about, there was a tag out, and while the play was still live, the Cubs catcher hugged the runner after he tagged him out.
Here's what happened. It was a ground ball to the third baseman, and they got a guy hung up between second and third, and he's going to make the tag. And then the play was that if he'd had the time, he was going to throw to second base. Obviously, that would be the attempted play.
Right.
It was a weird moment because he comes to the guy and bumps into him, and then the guy that he tags kind of puts his arms around him. But the reaction of the third baseman was kind of, yeah, I got you. It's all cool. It's all good. So he didn't react like with his arms up going, this guy's interfering with me. So they didn't call it.
But yeah, it looked like a brotherly hug. But the thing is, the play was still live.
If it had been a better reaction, they said, from the third baseman, they could have maybe called the guy out and they would have gotten out of the inning. It ended up not really mattering. I don't think. I'm not sure it goes so late when I'm watching that.
But anyway, here's the actual play, and it's funny because it was so unheard of that they really didn't even know how to analyze it.
And you can
listen
to the great stylings of Matt Vergassen.
And Contreras hits it on the ground to Arenado, who applies the tag.
Yeah.
The hug, if you will.
If you will.
That play is live. There's no reason for you to hug me.
It's not the last out of the inning.
I don't know who hugged who initiated the hug. But I was surprised there was no attempt at turning a double play.
It's bias.
So Arenado applies the tag and then tried to brace himself and gets wrapped up in the hug.
And you cannot put your arms around any infielder. The rules are the rules.
Oh, and you know who said that?
Who?
Alex Rodriguez. And as a Red Sox fan, when I heard those words come out of A-Rod's mouth, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you, pal?
Why can't you do that? I'm sorry. I feel like an idiot.
It's,
not knowing.
You're impeding the third baseman's ability to make the play that would cause the last out of the inning. So he makes one out by tagging the guy. Then the guy puts his arms around him. Can't do that. The guy might throw to first, might throw to second.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. The bases are loaded. So it's two men on. So it was a weird play.
Watched it, though, don't you think the third baseman is the one who's basically at fault there? Even though he did not initiate the hug.
The third baseman made no effort whatsoever to go, hey, Cam, I'm trying to make a play
here.
That would have resulted in them getting out of the inning. But it was an awkward moment, and the third baseman was caught by surprise.
Mm.
And it was kind of like, okay, I get it. It's okay. And I think the third baseman knew, and when you look at the play, the replay, he knew he couldn't get the guy at second because the guy was practically on the bag at that moment. So it ended up being fine, and Colorado won anyway, so it was interesting.
Those lovable losers in Chicago, Mike, maybe next year.
Oh, God. They lose the division to the Brewers and then come back the next night. That resets the joy of Chicago winning their first World Championship because now, you feel like that's a whole offseason of loserdom.
You've been there.
Yeah, but here's what they did, Oscar. They had a four-game lead over the Brewers that they blew.
Yes.
They had to go to a one-game one-off, which the Brewers won to win the division, and then they got to go in and play the wild card, and they lose that one, too.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, you know, Cubbies.
There you go. Cubs.
There you go.
Next year.
You've done a lot of flying, Mike. Have you ever been on a flight that had to have an emergency landing in a city that wasn't your destination?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. National Airport diverted to BWI.
Oh, this one was worse. This one is in the middle of the country.
Let me interrupt you here and say, and I should tell you, that's the days when I lived in Annapolis and I got off the plane. Dealt with the car later.
Sure.
Dealt with the car later. Thank you very much.
Easier flight.
Because they were moving it to BWI and they're going to fly back to Nashville.
Closer. Like, yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I believe this was a Phoenix-Boston flight that landed somewhere in the Midwest because a guy was so drunk. How drunk was he?
Oh, wow.
He was doing pull-ups on the overhead bin.
Oh, my God.
He was leaning up against the where you put the bags overhead, and a passenger came by and said, what are you going to do, some pull-ups? And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody. The flight attendant probably asked him about 3 or 4 times to sit down, and he refused to sit down. And then he really got verbally abusive with her. Started calling them names, profanity. Security came onto the plane to go ahead and get him.
I know that's something I could never be accused of, doing a pull-up.
I have one question about that, though.
Yeah.
Where was the plane going to? What was the final destination?
Oh, it was a Phoenix to Boston flight.
What was Judge Kavanaugh going to Phoenix for? Or Boston. I'm just kidding.
There was a UB40 concert there.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm being very serious. No, all right, go ahead. All right. All
right. You
what
love
kind,
beer.
What
you
kind
love,
of beer do you,
you
like?
Beer.
What do you like to drink?
I like beer.
What do you like?
I always like beer. I like beer. I drink beer.
Beer.
That's what it is, beer. You know, I love Matt Damon's performance, but I think I've got the impression down, and I just realized it right there. I like beer.
Hey, how's
the whole thing is a scam.
How's Squee?
Squee, Tobin's house.
Skew.
Bip. Squee. Bip. Donkey dong. Come on over for the Devil's Triangle. I like beer. Still like beer. Want beer now.
Want a lot of beer now.
A lot of beer now. Yes, sir. Thank
you. All right. While we're talking flights, we can close with this. The amazing thing, at a Malaysian airport, they found a man living in the airport.
It was just reported that in Malaysia, a man's been living in the airport for 7 months. Yeah. Good news is today his connecting flight on United finally arrived.
Oh, United, Conan.
That's your magic audio vault. Oh, have a good Wednesday, thanks, everybody.
Thank you to Toddy for coming in and joining us. That was a lot of fun. Good luck working for The Current. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Go. Goodbye.